With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats dragging their feet, remaining defiant without a deal with President Trump and Republicans to avoid a government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson tells House Republicans they need to stick together to force Senate Democrats to embrace the seven-week stopgap bill that the House passed last week.
Speaker Johnson said he plans to bring the House back into session next week, a decision that comes as some House Republicans are growing restless about the prospect of being out of Washington as a potential government shutdown looms. The House is already set to be out of session this week, in part because of the Yom Kippur holiday. But Johnson's been entertaining whether to keep lawmakers away longer to bring more pressure to bear on the Senate. Otherwise, Johnson stressed unity ahead of the Tuesday midnight shutdown deadline. He said that House and Senate GOP leaders plan to hold a joint news conference Wednesday morning after agencies might have closed. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed on a plan to end the war in Gaza.
We discussed how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a part of the bigger picture, which is, and let's call it, eternal peace in the Middle East.
And Netanyahu says he's on board.
I support your plan to end the war in Gaza, which achieves our war aims. It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
Officials in the Bahamas closing schools following mandatory evacuations for some islands as Tropical Storm Imelda drops very heavy rain, flooding in the northern part of the area. A tropical storm warning in effect Monday now and Tuesday for parts of the extreme northwestern Bahamas. This is SRN News. Startling statistic from Nigeria.
Religion News Service reports that Nigeria now sees an average of 30 Christians killed every day, making that nation the most dangerous place in the world to be a follower of Christ. Christians comprise almost half of Nigeria's population of more than 236 million people. Northern and central regions most frequently suffer Islamist violence, often inflicted by the extremist group Boko Haram, which launched an armed campaign in 2009 to establish a caliphate and enforce a strict interpretation of Sharia law. George Williams, SRN News.
ChristianToday.com reports the Baptist Union of Great Britain has detailed a wide-ranging support package to keep students from the now-closed Spurgeon College on track for the new academic year. The school closed with immediate effect July 31st after significant financial pressure. This is SRN News. Sometimes crazy things happen in this, well, crazy world. Like this, for instance.
A man from Florida's Gulf Coast has been charged with animal cruelty after allegedly killing, cooking, and eating two of his pet peacocks. The 61-year-old was arrested last week on a third-degree felony charge. According to the sheriff's office, he admitted to killing the birds out of spite because his neighbor kept feeding them. He even wrote a letter threatening to continue killing his peacocks if she didn't stop. And while he was being taken to jail, he told deputies that he would kill all of his pet peacocks upon release. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Dolly Parton has been forced to postpone a major show in Las Vegas. First time in 32 years, legendary performer cites a health problem as the reason for the delay. The dates have been moved now to September of next year. More details at srnnews.com.